ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Mem Ches, which begins with Gemara before in the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Mem Beis. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Itmar ha'ureg beged wameis. Abaye amar aser, Rava amar mutter. Abaye amar aser hazmona melsehi. Rava amar mutter hazmona lav melsehi. And the Gemara goes on to explain pshat machlokes between Abaye and Rava as follows. My time at Abaye, gomar sham me'agwarufa. Me'agwarufa bazmona misra. Hainami bazmona misra. Rava. Gomer Shom Shom Avidizara, Mavidizara Baz Monoe Misra, Af Hachanami Baz Monoe Misra. Our Gemara goes on to say, Virava, my time, oi Gomer me Eguarufa, Omer Loch, Misham Shin, Mimisham Shin Gamrinon, Afuke Eguarufa, di Gufa Kedusha. Our Gemara goes on to say, Vabaye, my time, oi Gomer me Avidizara, Omerach Midi, the Orchemi Midi, the Orche Gamrinon, Afuke Avidizara, the Lav Orcha. So again, we have machlokes between Abaye and Rava if Hazmona is Milsa or Hazmona Lav Milsa. Abaye understands Hazmona is Milsa, Rava says Hazmona is Lav Milsa. The makor for this, Abaye says Hazmona Milsa, is from Eguarufa. Rava, on the other hand, argues, and Rava says this, that we say Hazmona Lav Milsa is because we went out from Avodah Zarah. And just like by Avodah Zarah, Hazmona Lav Milsa, so too. In a case of a Urig Begud Umeis, we will say Hazmona Lav Milsa. In our Gemara, we find that this machlokes between Abaye and Rava is not only a machlokes as far as the Isra Na of Meis, but rather this machlokes applies to Tashmishei Kedusha as well. As our Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Abaye and Rava, as far as the Sodor, the Azmani Lameitzar Beit Filin, that according to Abaye, who holds Hazmona Milsa, Mishas Hazmona, one is not allowed to use that Sodor Lameitzar Beit Pshiti. On the other hand, if we are to say Hazmona Lav Milsa, then even though one was Mazman a Sodor Lameitzar Beit Filin, but still one is allowed to Lameitzar Beit Pshiti as long as a Sodor was not actually used for Tfilin. So again, from our Gemara, one sees that the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava applies to Hazmona with Tashmishei Kedusha as well. And even though the Makar of Abaye and Rava is from Xer Shava Sham Sham, which is referring to the Iser Hana of a mace, but still the Machlokes is a Machlokes across the board, if we say Hazmona Milsa or we say Hazmona Lav Milsa. Now, as far as this, Abaye never argue if we say Hazmona Milsa or we say Hazmona Lav Milsa, one has to know where is the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava. In our Gemara, we find that Abaye and Rava argue in a case of Urig Beged Lameis. From our Gemara, one sees, according to Rava, holds Hazmona Lav Milsa, even though he did a Meis Arigo Lameis, but still we will say Hazmona Lav Milsa. And this, Rava says, Hazmona Lav Milsa is not only referring to a case that all he did was Hazmona, but rather Rava is even referring to a case that a Meis Arigo took place with Meis. But now one has to know, according to Abaye, who says Hazmona Milsa, do we say that according to Abaye, this that we say Hazmona Milsa is only where there is a Maisa taking place, for example, in the case of Oireg Beged Omeis, or do we say that according to Abaye, the halacha of Hazmona Milsa applies even without a Maisa? In Rashi, we find that Rashi explains this that according to Abaye, we say Hazmona Lav Milsa, which is based on this that we were now Sham Sham Avodah Zarah. Rashi explains that the Raya from Avodah Zarah is because by Avodah Zarah, Bazmona le Misra le Hedyet, Titania, Masachta, Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. Ha'omer Ba'isal Avodah Zarah, Shor Zal Avodah Zarah, Motor She'ein Hekdesh Avodah Zarah. From Rashi, one clearly sees that the machlokes between Abaye and Rav is referring to a case that all he did was a yichud bepeh. That according to Abaye, we say that if he did a yichud bepeh, hazmana milsa. On the other hand, according to Rav, if he did a yichud bepeh, then hazmana lav milsa. And for that reason, Rashi explains that the proof of Rav that we say hazmana lav milsa is from this that we find in Avodah Zarah. That yichud l'avodah zarah and saying by itself l'avodah zarah does not help. And so too we find that the Ran brings down b'shem the Ramban. In Tosfos b'dira maschil nosnu l'sapar, we find that Tosfos says that even though yichud b'dibur ba'alma loy mehani according to Abaye, but still, if one was not loy va'omer zayiyo l'meis l'sapar, that is considered hazmona. And in such a case, we will say according to Abaye hazmona milsa. So from Rashi it is mashma that according to Abaye, who holds hazmona milsa, yichud b'dibur is enough. On the other hand, Tosfos says that even according to Abaye, who says hazmona milsa, one needs to do more than just a yichud b'dibur, but rather one needs to be neitle va'omer ze yiyalemes. Only then will we say according to Abaye hazmona milsa. But both according to Rashi, the Ran, and Tosfos, this that Abaye is discussing a case of Ereg Beged or Meis is Lav Dafka. And one does not need to have an actual Meisa to have the Lach of Abaye of Hazmona Milsa. In the Ran, on the other hand, we find that the Ran argues, and the Ran says that in order for us to say according to Abaye Hazmona Milsa, one needs to do a Meisa. Without a Meisa, we will not say Hazmona Milsa. According to the Ran, this that Abaye is discussing a case of Ereg Beged or Meis is because only if one did an arigo and mace will we say hazmona milsa. But now one has to understand according to the Ran. If so, what is Makar Rava from Avodah Zarah that hazmona is lav milsa? Where does one see in Avodah Zarah that even with a mace but still we will say hazmona lav milsa? And so to one can ask, according to the Shita of Tosfos, where does one see by Avodah Zarah that even by not leva omar, but still we will say hazmona la milsa? The brace that the Rashi brings down is only discussing a case of yichud b'dibur without not leva omar. So to explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Ran and Tosfos, okay, one has to say as we find in the Ramah, that the Ramah explains pshat in the drasha of Rav as follows. This the Rav darshan's from Avodah Zarah, that hazmona la milsa, it's from this how we find the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daphne Na'af from a base, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says as follows, Yochol Asom Voy Gomrum, Gomrum Voy Viam Heviam Voy Nishtam Shubem, Yochol Yi Asurim Tamud Loimar Shua Avdu Sham Hagoyim, She'enon Asurin Ad She'yavdu. In other words, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a special drasha to Mechadesh, that even if a Maisa took place, but still, in order for it to become Asur, one needs to have an actual Avodah. And for that reason, Rava learns out Sham Avodah Zarah that even with a Maisa, but still we will say Hazmona Lav Milsa. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Ran and Tosfos. Now, as far as this, Abaye says Hazmona Milsa, the Makar of Abaye is from Gzeir Shava Sham Eglarufa. Now, if we are to say that according to Abaye, Hazmona Milsa, all one needs is a Yichud Bedibur, then so too by Egwarufa, the Egwarufa becomes Asr Ba'na with a Yichud B'dibur. But if we are to understand that a Yichud B'dibur by itself is not enough in order that the Egwarufa should become Asr Ba'na, then which other Hazmana is there by Egwarufa with a Maisa for us to say the one coming out from Egwarufa that Hazmana with a Maisa is the reason behind the Isr Hana of the Egwarufa? So according to the Ran and Tosfos, one has to say that the Alfusa from Egor Arufa is the Alfusa from Egor Arufa that becomes Aser, the Yiridaso and Nachaleson. Once the Egor Arufa is brought down to Nachaleson, that's when the Egor Arufa becomes Aser Bana. That is Hazmona with a Maisa, that as far as such Hazmona we will say Hazmona Milsahi. But now Lachir one has to understand according to the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban, that this that we say Hazmona Milsa, one does not need any Maisa whatsoever, but rather Yichud B'dibur by itself is enough. If so, how are we to understand this, that the Egwarufa only becomes Aser? The Yiridasa L'Nach HaLeisan, L'Chira the Egwarufa should become Aser right away, even before Yiridasa L'Nach HaLeisan. Once one set aside the Egwa to be an Egwarufa, At that point, one has Hazmana, and we should say Hazmana Melsahi. And in the Gemara in Krisas Nafchav Tawed, one clearly sees that only Biridaso and Achaleison does the Egra Rufa become Aser Banah. So to explain Pshat in this, that the Egra Rufa only becomes Aser Biridaso and Achaleison according to the Shita of Rashi and the Rano Achir, one has to say as follows. In our Gemara, we find that even according to Abaye, who holds Hazmana Milsa, but still Tavi Lariga, we do not say Hazmana Milsa. And so to the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chavav Mebe says, the Vayuavenim Lebinyan, we will say that even according to Abaye, Hazmana Lav Milsa. This, that according to Abaye, we say Hazmana Milsa, is only as far as something which is Roy for the mace as is. If there are any steps missing in between, we will not say Hazmana Milsa. As Rashi explains, that by a beged which is Orog, Kivan Chenerag Miad, have your roi lefor she'al ha-meis. And only by such a Hazmana will we say Hazmana Milsa. Based on this, one can explain this, that one needs Ridaso Nachaleson. And we do not say that right away, when one took the Egwa and set aside the Egwa to be an Agarufa. It should be Aser Bana Midin Hazmana Milsa, is because as long as it was not Yerud Nachaleson, it is not roi to have the Arifa. In order to have the Arifa Sa'egwa, one needs Yiridaso Nachaleson. And therefore, before Yiridaso Nachaleson, it is like Tevi La'orig, that we will say Hazmana Lav Milsa. In other words, since the Isra of Egwa Rufa is with this, that he was Mazmin, the Egwa Rufa for the Arifa, for that reason, one needs to be roy to have the Arifa in order to have the Lacha of Hazmana Milsa. And since one needs Yiridaso Nachaleson in order to have the Arifa, for that reason, till Yiridaso Nachaleson will not become Aser. And so what we find is Mefurish and Gemara in Kedushin and Afnan Zayin Omer Aleph. In the Ramah, we find that the Ramah explains this how we say that Egra Rufa becomes Aser Vazmana is because Kapora Ksiv Bakekachim, the Kachim Mishas Hazmana Misri. And so what we find in the Shultais and Shulta Kofam and Gemo that the Shulta says, the Makar of Abai that we say Hazmana Milsa is because Yoel from Mikachim da Hazmana Milsahi. Bukhari from the Shultas and the Arama one sees the following Kiddush that the Shultas and the Arama understand. This, that according to Abai we say Hazmana Milsa, the Hazmana is a type of Hektish, and he has the ability to set aside the Beged or Mace, and that is the way the Hazmana of Abai works. And just like by Hektish, we say that with his Dibur, it is Chala Chalais Hektish, so too with his Dibur, and now the Beged is considered Big Day Shal Hameis. In Rashi, on the other end, we find that Rashi explains Pshat and Hazmana Milsa with a different Malach, and Rashi explains this, so we say Hazmana Milsa, is because we say it is considered Ki'ilu Kar Chaybai. And it is based on this, that we say Ki'ilu Kar Chaybai, that the Beged is Aser Bana. So again, we have a tremendous Malchikas HaRishenim as far as how to explain the Shita of Abai that we say Hazmana Milsa. According to the Shultas and the Arama, this that we say Hazmana Milsa is because with his Dibur he has the ability to make the Beged into Big De Shomeis. And so too by Tashmisha Kedusha, with his Dibur he has the ability to make the Sudr into Tashmisha Kedusha. On the other end, according to the Mahal Kharashi, this, how we say Hazmana Milsa, is because since he was Mazmin, for that reason we consider that whatever he was Mazmin the Chayfetz for took place. If he was Mazmin the Chayfetz for a specific Hishtamshos, we consider as if that Hishtamshos actually took place. And for that reason, Rashi Ushitasi goes on to explain Pshat, and this Rav Gemara says, that according to Abai, we do not learn out from Avodah Zarah that Hazmana Lav Milsa is because Avodah Zarah, as Rav Orchei Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows, that by Avodah Zarah that is Asura Lavid Af of Neinoya Chilko Chimisra Tash Mishidei Bana Af Bazmana Dilma Mahadri Behu Veloy Mishamshi Behu Avodah Zarah. In other words, since according to Rashi, this that we say according to Avodah Zarah is Milsa is only because we say that it is considered Kiwa Karche, by for that reason by Avodah Zarah Rav Orchei. And therefore, Dilma Mahadri Behu, for that reason, we will say by Avodah Zarah Hazmana Lav Milsa. That is how Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we find, as we mentioned before, that Rava says, one cannot learn out from Egla Rufa. Since Egra Rufa is Gufa Kedusha, and the other Mishamshin are not Gufa Kedusha. In the Ramah, in Arachayim, Simim, and Beis of Gimel, we find that the Ramah says as follows, that Kvaf, Hamo'ober Hashem Tzvon, Aser Lichtiv Olav Derechol, that as Mona Ki Agamna with Gufa Kedusha Milsahi. In other words, even though we pass Kno Ikrava, that as Mona Lav Milsa, but still, from our Gemara one sees, that as far as Gufa Kedusha is concerned, we will say Hasmona Milsa just like Egra Rufa, just like Egra Rufa we say, that since Egra Rufa is Gufa Kedusha for that reason Hasmona Milsa, so too by any Gufa Kedusha we will say Hasmona Milsa. And for that reason, if someone is Ma'abed, Kvaf or Shem Tfilin, Aser Lichtev Olav Devechol, since one has Hasmona with Gufa Kedusha. In our Gemara Noah Beis we find that our Gemara says, that this machlokes between Abai and Rabbi, if we say Hasmona Milsa or we say Hasmona La Milsa, is a tanoihi. The Tanya Tzipanzava Shetolein or Shabahima Tamea Psuis, or Behema Tayak Sheris Afal Pishoi Ibdon Rishmon, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af or Behema Tayak Psuis Achea of the Rishmon. Rashi explains this, I think Gemara says, that the machlokes between Abai and Rabbi is a machlokes tanoim. Our Gemara means to say that if we are to hold Hasmona Milsa for that reason, one needs Ibud Rishmon. And therefore, Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that one needs Ibud Rishmon, holds like the Shita of Abai that we say Hasmona Milsa. On the other hand, this that Tanakama argues, and Tanakama understands one does not need Ibud Rishmon is because Tanakama understands Hasmona is Lav Milsa. Tesis, on the other hand, argues on Rashi, and Tesis asks the following kash on Rashi. Tesis asks, the kash Rabbeinu Tam, the kaimon bazmona alocha kirava that hasmona is lav melsa, ubi ibud rishma kaimon kirishim ben gamliel k'demuchach perak hanizokin, bahuda aso kamei derabami armoi sefetir shakasavtiv gvilon oinev du rishman. So from there one sees by sefetir one needs that the gvilon were nasu rishman. According to the Mahalach of Rashi, since he passed in a krava that Hasmona la Milsa, for that reason one should not need that the Ibud Hagvilon should take place l'shman. And Tesis goes on to say Ve'in l'chalek bein or shel tefillin l'gvil shel sefer Torah d'ashin shel tefillin halacha l'moishim isinai. In other words, Tesis was noches in l'chalek according to Rashi as follows. This by sefer Torah we find that one needs Ibud l'shman is because by sefer Torah Rava agrees that we will say Hasmona Milsa since what is taking place is Hasmona l'guf hakadusha. And since what is taking place is Hasmona l'guf hakadusha, as far as Hasmona l'guf hakadusha is concerned, we will say Hasmona milsa. On the other hand, by the ibud or for tefillin, that Hasmona is not l'guf hakadusha for that reason, according to Rabbi, we will say Hasmona la milsa, and therefore, according to Rashi, we will say that the ibud does not have to take place l'shman. And for that reason, Tesis asks, that by tefillin as well one has Hasmona l'guf hakedusha, since shin shal tefillin halacha l'moishim isinayhu. From Rashi l'chir one sees, the Rashi understands that even though shin shal tefillin is halacha l'moishim isinay, but still we differentiate between gvilon of a sefer Torah and the ibud of oiris for tefillin. Gvilon for sefer Torah is considered guf hakedusha, on the other hand, the R for tefillin is not considered guf hakedusha. And so too we find in the Balmor in the first parak of Sukkah, that the Balmor says, that batim havu rak tashmishe kedusha. Only the parishes and the tefillin are considered kedusha atzma. And for that reason the Balmor goes on to say, that only as far as the parishes themselves will we say Hasmona Milsa, since then the Hasmona is Hasmona guf hakedusha. On the other hand, as far as the batim, we will say Hasmona la Milsa, since the Hasmona is not Hasmona la Guf HaKedusha. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi, and so to the Balmor, and as we mentioned before, so to we find is the Shita of the Ramah understand, that according to Rava, who holds Hasmona la Milsa, that is only as far as Hasmona, for something which is not Guf HaKedusha. But as far as Hasmona la Guf HaKedusha, we will say Hasmona Milsa. From Tesis, on the other hand, one sees that Tesis argues, and Tesis understands that even as far as Guf HaKadusha, we will say Hasmona Lav Milsa. And for that reason, Tesis argues on Rashi, and Tesis explains Pshat and Agamor with a different Mahalach, as we will see Be'ezras Hashem. According to Tesis, This, that Tosfos understands that even as far as Guf HaKadusha is concerned, but still we will say Hazmana HaMilsa, even though by Agra Rufa. We say Hazmana HaMilsa since Agra Rufa is Guf HaKadusha, is because Tosfos understands this that our Gemara says. That Agra Rufa is Guf HaKadusha is only a reason that according to Rava we do not learn out from Agra Rufa, and therefore we do not learn out Shum from Agra Rufa. And since we do not learn out Shum from Agra Rufa for that reason, there is no Makar for Hazmana even as far as Guf HaKadusha. Now getting back to the Shita of Rashi, the Ba'omar, and as we will see, Be'ezus Hashem is a Shita of the Rambam as well, that by Guf HaKadusha we say Hazmana Milsa, Bochay one can ask the following Tmiya. In the Gemara Menaches Nafamadal, we find that the Gemara says that according to the Mandamer who holds Hazmana Milsa, one is Amati Mishana, from Tefillin Shoresh or Tefillin Shoyad, even by Tefillin Chadashim that were never worn. Based on this, so he says, Mana Milsa, for that reason one is not allowed to be Mayrid, Me Kedusha Chamura or Kedusha Kala. Tefillin Shoresh is a Kedusha Chamura, Tefillin Shoyad is a Kedusha Kala relative to Tefillin Shoresh. And therefore, based on this Mana Milsa, we all say that one cannot be Mayrid from Tefillin Shoresh or Tefillin Shoyad, even before the Tefillin Shoresh were ever worn. On the other hand, the Gemara says that if we are to say Hazmana HaMilsa, the one is allowed to Mishana mitfilin shoresh or tfilin shoyad. Okay, one can ask the following to me as we find by Kveger in Chuvis and Simon Gimel, that if we are to say that as far as Guf HaKedusha, even according to Rava, Hazmana HaMilsa, if so, even according to Rava, one should not allow to Mishana from tfilin shoresh or tfilin shoyad, since by tfilin one has Hazmana HaGuf HaKedusha. And therefore one should have the Isser of being Mayrid Mekdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala. And as Bikveger brings down, so too we find in the Tshuvas Havaydas HaGershuni, that Havaydas HaGershuni in Simon Samachay says as follows, that Afilu Mishum Ksivas Tfilin Tzarech L'Hasna Yistabav Hochi Nirashe L'Kaisvon Al Or Hamu Obado Sefetira Da Havei Hayada, that one has to be Masna B'Shas Ibar Oireis, that if he does not use the Iris for Sefer Torah, he should be allowed to use them for Tefillin. And the Ibud should be an Ibud of Shem Tefillin, since otherwise he is not allowed to go and use the Iris for Tefillin, since it is considered Ayurada. Since as far as Guf HaKadusha, we say Hazmana HaMilsa, for that reason, one would not have been allowed to take those Iris and use those Iris for Tefillin without a Tanai. But as Rabbi Kveger asks, on the Avodas HaGershuni, or Chayr from the Gemara Menaches, one clearly sees that if we are to say Hazmana HaMilsa, even though, as far as Hazmana HaGuf HaKadusha, Rava agrees that we say Hazmana HaMilsa, but still there is no Isser of being Mayrid Mekdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala. And so too we find in the Beis Yosef in Arachayim in Siman HaMabes, and in the Magen Avraham in Siman HaMabes of Katan Yod. But again, as Bekveger asks, Bukhir one has to understand if Rava agrees that Hazmana HaGuf HaKadusha is Milsa, for that reason, there should be an Isser to be Mayrid Mekdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala. So to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that there is a chiluk between Hazmana HaMilsa according to Abaye, and this that we say that according to Rava, Hazmana HaGuf HaKadusha is Milsa. This that we say according to Abaye, Hazmana HaMilsa, is as he mentioned before, B'Shem Rashi, the Rashi explains Hazmana HaMilsa means that we see Ki'ilu Kar Chaybai, and we see as if the shtamshus for which it is miyucha took place. That is according to Abaye, who holds Hazmana HaMilsa. On the other hand, according to Rava, who argues, this by Guf HaKadusha we say Hazmana HaMilsa is not because we say that as far as Guf HaKadusha is concerned, it is considered Ki'ilu Kar Chaybai, but rather, as far as Guf HaKadusha, it is considered as if we have a Hekdesh. And since it is considered as if we have a Hekdesh, for that reason, as far as Guf HaKadusha, we will say Hazmana HaMilsa. And since this that we say Hazmana HaMilsa according to Rava by Guf HaKadusha is not the same as Hazmana HaMilsa of Abaye, for that reason the Gemara Menaches says, that as far as the Isser being Murid Mekdusha Chamura Kedusha Kala, that is only if we are to say Hazmana HaMilsa. If we are to say Hazmana HaMilsa, then if someone is Mazmin Tefillin for Tefillin Shoresh, then it is considered as if he actually wore the Tefillin Shoresh. And for that reason there is an Isser to be Murid Mekdusha Chamura Kedusha Kala, to use a Tefillin Shoresh with Tefillin Shoyad. But according to Abaye, who understands that only as far as Hazmana HaGuf HaKadusha do we say Hazmana HaMilsa, which is based on this, that there is a Hekdesh taking place, the Hekdesh of Tefillin Shel Rosh is not as Tefillin Shel Rosh, but rather the Hekdesh is only a Hekdesh B'Kedushas Tefillin. And since the entire Hekdesh is only this, that we see as if we have something with Kedushas Tefillin, for that reason there is no Issur to Meirid, since we do not see a Hekdesh of Kedushas Tefillin Shel Rosh, and therefore one is not being Meirid M'Kedusha Chamura L'Kedusha Kala. That is a Chira. How one can answer the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger from the Gemara Menachos on the Shitas that hold that as far as Gufa Kedusha, Rava agrees that we say Hazmona Melsa. Based on this Mahalach, we find that the Mepharshim answer in other kasha. As we mentioned before, Rashi explains this, our Gemara says that according to Abai, we do not learn out from Avodah Zarah. Since it is Avorche, Rashi explains, since it is Avorche. For that reason, we say Dilma Mahadri Behu Vulu Mishamshi Behu Avodah Zarah. If someone has to understand what is pshat, that if someone was miyachet something as an Avodah Zarah, and not just as Mishamsh Avodah Zarah, then it is chal the Isra Avodah Zarah right away. What happened to the svara of this that we say Dilma Mahadri Behu, since it is Lav Orche? Based on this that we said before, Bishitas Rashi, we find that the Mepharshim say as follows, that only as far as Hazmona is concerned is there a chesaron of Dilma Mahadri Bey. Since the way Hazmona Milsa works according to Abai is this, that we say that it is considered Kiwa Korche Bey. For that reason, if there is a tzad of Dilma Mahadri, we cannot consider as if it is Korche Bey. We cannot consider as if he actually used the Mishamsh Avodah Zarah Le Avodah Zarah, since Dilma Mahadri Bey. But as far as Avodah Zarah itself is concerned, with this, that he was miyachid, this object to be an Avodah Zarah is considered an Avodah Zarah now. And therefore, Dilma Mahadri Bey does not make any difference whatsoever. With his yichud, we have an Avodah Zarah today. And since with his yichud, he made an actual Avodah Zarah, for that reason, Dilma Mahadri Bey will not make any difference whatsoever. In the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Chaf Vav and Aleph, we find that the Gemara brings down the following shaila. Boy Ravina his mini lebeis hakisei mahu yeish zimun or yein zimun. In other words, if someone was mazmin a place to be a beis hakisei, do we say yeish zimun and one has to treat that place as a beis hakisei, or do we say ein zimun? And the Gemara is not poishet the shayla. Now, okay, one has to understand why isn't the shayla of the Gemara dependent upon the machlokes between Abai and Rava? And according to Rava, holds Hazmona Lav Milsa, so too by Beis Hakisei, we should say Hazmona Lav Milsa. And therefore, such a makam should not be considered like a Beis Hakisei, and one should not have to treat such a makam like a Beis Hakisei. So to explain Pshat in the Gemara and Brachas, we find that the Raivin in Parakimel Melchus Kriyash Malchagimel says as follows, that even though we paskin like Rava Hazmona Lav Milsa, and for that reason it is Pashat, that there is no Isser Menatera to daven in such a makam. Since we say Hazmona Lav Milsa, but still our Gemara is a tzad, that there should be an Isser Midrabanan, since it is considered a Bizayan. As long as one was Mazmin of Makim for a Beis Hakisei, it is considered a Bizayan to daven in such a place. And since the entire Suffolk of the Gemara is only a Suffolk, if it is considered a Bizayan and there is an Isser Midrabanan or not, for that reason we will say Sveika Drabanan Wakula. In the Ra'ah, and the Ritva and Brachas, on the other one, we find that the Ra'ah and the Ritva and Brachas explain Pshat and the Shaila of Ravina with a different Mahalach. And the Ra'ah and the Ritva will say that even though we pass can recover that as Mono and Milsa, that is only B'Shadayte V'Shanayse Levato Hazmonase Arishayna, Avok Shadayte Kaim Hazmona Zu, Vaday Hazmona Milsa. And the Ra'ah and the Ritva will say that the Safik of the Gemara is not a Safek Drabbanan, but rather the Safek of the Gemara is a Safek Dereisa. And therefore we will say Sveika Dereisa L'chumra. From the Ritva and the Ra'ah, one sees a tremendous Chiddush. That this, that according to Rav, we say Hazmona Amel says only if he is coming to Mishana his Hazmona. But as long as he is not coming to Mishana his Hazmona, we will say Hazmona Milsa. Bukhir Pasha Pshat in the Ra'ah and the Ritva is this, that even according to Rav we say Hazmona Milsa, but only as long as one has Hazmona do we say Hazmona Milsa. As long as it is Mezuman for that purpose, then we say Hazmona Milsa. Once it is no longer Mezuman for that purpose, we will no longer say Hazmona Milsa. But if someone has to understand what is Pshat in this, our Gemara asks that according to Rav, what is Pshat in this, that we learned Kippa Shutoi Medris Mesnasi with Sefer Torah Mena Medris. And our Gemara asks that according to Ravo, holds Hazmona Lav Milsa, It should have Tumas Medras, since that is one of Nasnasir HaSefer Zalmelsa, according to the Ra and the Ritva. Even the Rav holds Hazmona HaMelsa that is only that one has the ability to Meshane from his Hazmona. But as long as he is not Meshane from his Hazmona, we will say Hazmona Melsa. And for that reason, Nasnasir HaSefer is Tahar Min HaMedras, since we will say Hazmona Melsa. This is a kasha that one can ask on the sheet of the Ra'a and the Ritva from our Gemara. To answer this kasha, one can say as follows. This that we find in the Ra'a and the Ritva, that even according to Rava, Hazmana Milsa is only if the Hazmana is a Guf Hadavar, and not if the Hazmana is for the Meshamshe Hadavar. In other words, just like we mentioned before, that the Rishonim understand that according to Rava, Hazmano Aguf HaKadusha works, so too one can say that Hazmano Aguf HaDavar also works. This, the Rava holds, Hazmano HaMelsa, is only as far as Hazmano HaMeshamshim. If someone is Mazmin something which is Meshamish, as far as that we say Hazmano HaMelsa, but as far as Hazmano Aguf HaDavar, even according to Rava, we will say Hazmano HaMelsa. As far as this, that even according to Rava, Hazmona Guf HaDavar, we will say Hazmona Milsa, but still, the Ra'a and the Ritva go on to say that is only as long as it is Mezumin, but one has the ability to change his Hazmona. And therefore, by Hazmona Beisakise, the Gemara has a tzad that one might be able to change his Hazmona. But according to Rava, Hazmona, as far as Misham Shem is concerned, we will say Hazmono HaMelsa, and even before he is Meshane, but still Hazmono HaMelsa. And therefore, as far as Nasnei HaSefer, that is referring to something which is Meshamesh HaSefer Torah, we will say Hazmono HaMelsa even before he is Meshane, and even before he decides that he does not want to use the Kippa for a Sefer, but still we will say Hazmono HaMelsa. That is a Chira one can explain Pshat in the Ra'a Ritva based on this. One can answer the following Tamiya that we find in the Gemara in Krisus Nafchav Dawud. As he mentioned before, in the Gemara in Krisus Nafchav Dawud, one sees that Rava holds that Egaruf is only Asir Mishas Harifa Ve'elech. And Rava brings a raya from this that we say, Nimtza Hirig Teitiv Tirah Be'eder. Well, here one has to understand, as we find in our Gemara, Rava explains that Egaruf is Gufa de Kedusha. If Egaruf is Gufa de Kedusha for that reason, we will say Hazmona Milsa. If we will say that as far as Hazmona Agufa Kedusha Hazmona Milsa, if so, the Agarufa should become Aser Mechayim. And therefore, what is Pshat in this, Rava says, Agarufa only becomes Aser Mishas Arifa Veilech. Based on the Ra'a and the Ritva, one can say as follows. This, the Rava says, that Agarufa only becomes Aser La'achar Arifa. Rava means to say that before Arifa, he has the ability to be Meshana. And he has the ability to decide that he no longer wants his egel to be mezumin for Arifa. Only la'achar Arifa is the egel Arufa Asura, and no matter what he does, he cannot make the egel Arufa Mutares. And for that reason, by Nim Tzaritzeach, we say Teitze V'Teirah Be'eder. Since by Nim Tzaritzeach, that is mona is bottle, for that reason we will say Teitze V'Teirah Be'eder. But that is only according to the Shita of Rabbo holds that Hazmono HaMelsa, and only Hazmono Aguf HaKadusha is considered Hazmona. But if we are to say Hazmona Milsa, then it is considered as if we actually carried out the Arifa. And if it is considered as if we actually carried out the Arifa for that reason, even by Nim Tzuritzeach, we will not say Tei Tzibetirah Be'eder, and we will say that there is no way that the Isser can go off. He cannot change the Hazmona, since we consider as if the Arifa actually took place. That is how one can explain Pshat in the Gemara and Krisos according to the Ra'a and the Ritva. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes HaRishonim as far as this. Rabayot Hazmona Milsa. What does one need in order for us to say Hazmona Milsa? In Rashi and the Ramban, one sees a Rashi and the Ramban understand that all one needs is a Yichud B'dibor in order for us to say Hazmona Milsa. Tesis on the other hand argues, and Tesis explains in order for us to say Hazmona Milsa, one needs that he was not Leva Omer Zeh Yiel Ameis Ula Sefer. The Ran on the other hand understands that in order for us to say Hazmona Milsa, one needs a Maisa, and only with a Maisa will we say Hazmona Milsa. Now, as far as the actual Shita of Abai that we say Hazmona Milsa, we find the tremendous Machlekes HaRishonim in the Shultas and the Ramah we find. This that we say Hazmona Milsa is similar to this, that one has the ability to makdish something. From the Raman, the Shultas, one sees that the way Hazmana works is because with his Hazmana, he has the ability to be kaveh, the status of whatever he's being mazmin. And therefore, for example, by the case of Urig Begad Umeis, with his Hazmana, he is kaveh, that the beggar that he was Urig is mitashmi shei hameis. And for that reason, the beggar that he was Urig is aser bana. And so to buy tashmi shei kedusha with his Hazmana, he is kaveh the status of the Sodor, that the Sodor is tashmi shei kedusha. That is how the Ramah and the Shultas explain Pshat and the Shita of Abayi who holds Hazmana Milsa. On the other hand, according to Rashi, this that we say Hazmana Milsa is because with his Hazmana we consider as if the object that he was Mazman was actually used for whatever he was Mazman the object for. And for that reason, by Urig Begad Umeis, it is considered as if the Begad was actually used for the mace. That is as far as the Shita of Abaye is concerned. As far as the Shita of Rava, who holds Hazmono Lav Milsa, we find a tremendous Machlekes HaRishenim. If one was Mazman something with Guf HaKadusha, do we say that even according to Rava Hazmono Milsa, or do we say that even in such a case, still Hazmono Lav Milsa? Rashi and Amabes, the Balmar and Sukkah, and so too we find as the Shita of the Rambam understand that Rava agrees by Hazmana Guf HaKadusha that we will say Hazmana Milsa. On the other hand, Tesis Anam Abase, and so too we find that the Ramban and Sukkah argue, and Tesis and the Ramban understand that according to Rava, even as far as Hazmana Guf HaKadusha, we will say Hazmana Lav Milsa. From the Ra and the Ritva that we mentioned before, one sees that the Ra and the Ritva understand Beshitas Rava. But as far as Hazmono Aguf HaKadusha is concerned, one has the ability to invatal the Hazmono Aguf HaKadusha. Even though, as long as it is Mezumen Aguf HaKadusha, we will say according to Rav Hazmona Milsa, but still one has the ability to invatal the Hazmona. Now as far as the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, the Rava says we cannot learn out Sham Sham Mei Agarufa, since Agarufa is Gufa Kadusha. On the other hand, according to Abaye, we are able to learn out from Agarufa, Vachira, one can explain Pshat in the Machlokes with one of two Mahalchim. According to the Shita of Rashi that we mentioned before, who explains that the way Hazmona Milsa works according to Abaye, is because we consider as if whatever that object was Mezumen for already took place, then the Machlokes between Abaye and Rav is a fundamental Machlokes as far as how to understand this, that an Ego Arufa becomes Aser once it was Yerido Nachal Eisan. Rava understands that the reason why the Ego Arufa becomes Aser once it was Yerido Nachal Eisan is because from that point of time, it has the status of an Ego Arufa. And it is because it has the status of an Ego Arufa that it is Aser Bana. And for that reason, Rava says we cannot learn out from Ego Arufa to be Mechadesh that we will say Hazmona Milsa since Ego Arufa is Gufa Kedusha. On the other hand, Abaye argues, and Abaye understands this, that an Agarufa becomes Aser once it was Yardin HaChaleisan, is because once it was Yardin HaChaleisan, we consider as if whatever was Mezumen for already took place. And since Misha Yardin HaChaleisan, now it is Mezumen for an Arifa, for that reason, based on Hazmona Milsa, we consider as if the Arifa already took place. And for that reason, it is Aser Bana. And therefore, Abaye says, when coming out from Agarufa, that we say Hazmona Milsa. And for that reason, Abaye does not differentiate between Guf HaKadusha and Meshamshim, since the Isser Hanav Agarufa is only because we consider as if the Arifa already took place. That is according to the Shita of Rashi. According to the Shita of the Shultas and the Ramah that we mentioned before, the Machlokes between Abaye and Rav is a Machlokes as far as Meshamshim are concerned. And the Machlokes between Abaye and Rav is a Machlokes if from this one has the ability to be kaveh the status of something which is a Guf HaKadusha, if so too we will say that one has the ability to be kaveh the status of something as a Meshamish without actually using the object for what it is Mezumen for. In the Gemara and Amabes, as he mentioned before, we find that the Gemara says, Tanoihi, that this Shaila, if Hazmona is Milsa or Hazmona Lav Milsa, is Machlokes Tanoim. And the Gemara goes on to bring a Machlokes Tanoim, if one needs Ibud Oyos Roshman or not? Tanakama understands. The one does not need Ibud Oyos Roshman, and the other Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon Gamliel says the one needs Ibud Oyos Roshman. Now to explain this, Rav Gemara says, Tanoi, we find a tremendous machoikis between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains that if we are to say as Mana Melsa, then one needs Ibud Oyos Roshman. On the other hand, if we are to say as Mana Melsa, then one does not need Ibud Oyos Roshman. On the other hand, Tesis argues. And Tesis explains that according to Abaye, who holds as Mana Melsa, one does not need Ibud Oyos Roshman. On the other hand, if we are to say like Rava, that as mana lav milsa, then one needs ibud oyres hashman, since has mana is not enough. According to the Mahalach of Rashi, the Rashi explains that if we are to say as mana lav milsa, then one does not need ibud hashman. Rashi explains that since has mana lav milsa, for that reason, why ichbas lan ba. Now to explain pshat and Rashi, we find a number of mahalachim in the Achrenim. The first mahalach in the Achrenim is this, that if we are to say as mono la milsa, then the fact that he was ma'abed the iris vishman will not make any difference whatsoever. Only if you are to say as mono milsa, is it considered as if the ibud took place vishman. According to this mahalach of Rashi, the way vishma works is based on has mono milsa, and one needs has mono milsa in order to be considered vishma. But now one has to understand, just because we are told has mono milsa, but why is that itself a reason that one should need Ibud Roshman? If according to Tanakama, who holds Hazmanu Lav Milsa, we will say that one does not need Ibud Roshman, for that reason, so too we should say that even if we are to say Hazmanu Milsa, and the Ibud could potentially be Roshman, but still the Ibud does not have to be Roshman. So to explain Pshat and Rashi, according to this Mahalach HaKhir, one has to say that as far as the Halacha of Roshma is concerned, whichever part could be Lashma needs to be Lashma. And for that reason, if we are told Hazman and Milsa that the Ibud could be done Lashman, for that reason, the Ibud has to be done Lashman. That is the first Malach that we find in the Achrenim as far as how to explain Pshat Vishitas Rashi. According to this Malach, that the way Lashma works is based on Hazman and Milsa. For that reason, we find that there are Achrenim that say that in order for the Ibud to be considered Lashman, and in order to have Hazman and Milsa, one cannot make the Ibud al Tanai. An Ibud al Tanai is not considered Hazmana. And since it is not considered Hazmana for that reason, one will not have an Ibud Lashman if it was made al Tanai. That is the first Mahalach Bishitas Rashi. The second Mahalach Bishitas Rashi is as we find by Ramosha in Yerodea Chilakimel, Simen Kov Tesayin. There Moshe explains Pshat and Gemara according to the Shita of Rashi as follows. Her Moshe is marked him with the following Chiddush, that Yeshuif Sol La'aseis Habata Me'or Shena'asek V'arkli U'beged L'hedyet V'nishtamish Be'hedyet. Based on this, we find in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simikof Nun Gimel Siv Chaf Aleph, that one should not be koina me'ilam shenishtamish ha'mehedyet v'tashmish kedusha. And as our Moshe goes on to save him, Kein kol shekein shabatim netzfilin shem kedusha atzma, sha'aser la'aseis mimin olim u'shar begodim shal hedyit. And even according to the Magen Avraham, in Sivkatan he says that the Isra only applies to Beis HaMikdash, but that is only as far as tashmishei kedusha is concerned. But as far as batim of tefillin shehim kedusha atzma, then one coin out from the Beis HaMikdash, then one cannot use dvarim shenasu lehedyit. And therefore, Moshe goes on to say, "Vim kain b'madayin le'asumim kum elshnas abdu akelim ayav b'stam ibud shekumenas abdu akelim deruba deiras heimakli hedyet v'roy lor abatim." It is dependent upon the machlekes between Abaye and Rav if we say as mona milsa or not. If we will say as mona milsa like the shita Abaye, then nechshav bazeh kikvar nasu hakelim lehedyet. Vasurin labatim, based on the rule that a davar hanasa lehedyet cannot be used for a gufa kedusha, v'nimtza memela shetzara chushma. On the other hand, according to Rabbi, holds hazmanu lamilsa le'nechsha ba'ibud lehedyet shenasa kelim lehedyet, v'chein ksheim labatim shein tzara chibud u'memela ein tzara chushma. In other words, Ramesha explains this, that according to Abaye, who holds hazmanu lamilsa, one needs that the ibud has to take place lishma, is because if the Ibud will not take place l'shma, then it is considered as if the kelim were nasu ahedyet, and one cannot use kelim shenasu ahedyet l'gavaya, and therefore one cannot use an ar that was not ma'ubid l'shem tefillin for tefillin, since then it will be considered as if the ar was mezumen l'ahedyet. That is how Ramesha explains pshat in our Gemara according to the Mahalach of Rashi. Now let us go on to the Shita of Taisus. Again, Taisus explains that according to Abaye, who holds as one in Milsa, then the Ibud does not have to be done with Shmon, but rather after the Ibud, one can be Mazmin for Tefillin. And therefore, based on as one in Milsa, one will not need that the Ibud should take place with Shmon, only if we are to say that as one in Milsa, do we say that one needs that the Ibud has to take place with Shmon. Now, here one has to understand, if we are to say as one in Milsa, how can the Ibud be considered an Ibud l'shmon? So to explain pshat v'shita satesis, one can say that tesis is chilek on Rashi, and tesis understands that even if we are to say as manu av milsa, but still one can have an Ibud l'shmon. In order to have an Ibud l'shmon, one does not need the halacha of as manu milsa. And therefore, even if we are to say as manu av milsa, but still one can have an Ibud l'shmon. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat v'shitas ha-tesis. Ramesha, on the other hand, explains pshat and tesis with a different mahalach. And Ramesha says that the Ibud is considered a maisa, and even though has mono av milsa, but still if one has a maisa, then even according to Yava, we will say has mono milsa. But as Ramesha asks, v'chir by erig begro meis, one also has a maisa, and still we say has mono av milsa according to Yava. And therefore, why is Ibud l'shmon better? That by Ibud we will say that we have a Maisa, and based on this we have a Maisa, for that reason we will say, even according to Rav, as Mona Milsa. So to explain the difference between a Riga, if one is Eirig, a Begad, or a Mace, and Ibud, Eiris, or Shem Tefillin, Ramesha explains as follows. And Ramesha says, Avon Yisaiti, Yishotaretz, Yishchilak, Baz Mona, Kisha Eisa Maisa, Ben Kisha Maisa, Hechrech, Hadavar, and for that reason, Ramesha goes on to say, "Derak ba'irig begadon meis nechshav rak hazmana." Av shoyis the meis ariga, mishum she'ena ariga hechrech tachriche ameis. Since one can make tachrichim from dvorim she'ena tzrichin ariga, uchein ein ariga mi meis of the meis, v'nimtza de inka mi meis a meis adain kum. And for that reason, since one has a maisa, even according to Rava, we will say has mona milsa. That is how Ramesha explains pshat v'shitas ha-tesis. As he mentioned before, Tesis asks the following kasha on Rashi. How can Rashi say that Ibud l'shma is dependent upon hazmona milsa? If so, what is pshat in this? That the Ibud of the Gevilin for a Sefer Torah has to be done with shman. We pask no ikrava that hazmona is lav milsa. So to answer this kasha, as he mentioned before, one can answer the kasha by saying the Rashi differentiates between Eiris for Tefillin and Gvilin with Sefer Torah. Gvilin with Sefer Torah is considered Hazmono Guf HaKadusha, and since it is considered Hazmono Guf HaKadusha, for that reason, even according to Rav, we will say Hazmono Milsa. And for that reason, one needs that the Ibud has to take place with Shmon. On the other hand, by Eiris Labatim, we will say Hazmono Lav Milsa, as we find in the Baal Mor. Since as far as the batim are concerned, one does not have hazmona l'guf hakedusha, and so too we find in the Arama in our sugya. But as we find, Reb Chaim asks the following tmiya on the Baal Mor. Reb Chaim asks that even though as far as kedushas ksav, one can say that the batim do not have kedushas ksav, but still hein atzmon etzem hakedusha mishum din kedushas tefillin, devazek kedushas mitzad atzmon ba. And for that reason, the batim should be considered hazmono guf hakedusha, and therefore we should say according to Rav hazmono milsa. And for that reason, one should need ibud Oyes habat mashmon. So to explain pshat in the Balmor, we find that Reb Chaim explains pshat in the Balmor as follows. And Reb Chaim says, O shitas Balmor tzar chaymer da'af ogav da'or habat mavei etzem hakdusha, avol mikol mokim kedusha san mikoyach haparashias ka'asya. Valkein winin ibod vashmon shaper toy bedin hazmon emilsa. In other words, Reb Chaim explains pshat in the Balmor as follows. That even though as far as Kedushas Tefillin, the Batim have Kedushas Tefillin, but this that the Batim have Kedushas Tefillin is only because they are considered the Batim of the Parashias. Since they are considered the Batim of the Parashias, for that reason, the Batim have Kedushas Tefillin. And therefore, in order for us to consider the Batim as the Batim of the Parashias, one needs Hazmana. And that Hazmana is not Hazmana Aguf HaKedusha, but rather that Hazmana is Hazmona to Mishamish as the Batim for the parishes in order for it to be Chal Kedushas Tefillin on the Batim. And therefore, according to Abu, we will say Hazmona Lav Milsa, and for that reason, one will not need Ibud Lashmon. That is how Reb Chaim explains Pshat in the Balmor. Reb Chaim answers the Kasha Tesus with a different Mahalach. And Reb Chaim says, even if we are to understand that the Batim themselves are considered Gufa Kedusha, as one sees in Tesis, since Shin Shal Tefillin is Halacha Meishim Yisinai, and therefore we should say as Mona Milsa, and for that reason one should need Ibud Lashmon even according to Rava, but still this that our Gemara says Ketanoi is because our Gemara is going Beshitas Abaye. Abaye himself does not differentiate between as Mona Aguf HaKedusha and as Mona Tashmishe Kedusha. And for that reason, Abaye runs out from Eguarufa to this that we say as Mona Milsa, like we mentioned before. And since according to Abaye we do not differentiate between Azmono Aguf HaKedusha and Azmono Tashmisha Kedusha, for that reason our Gemara says Ketanoi. And the Machloikes Tanoim according to Abaye is Machloikes if we say Azmono Milsa or we say Azmono Lav Milsa. On the other hand, according to the Shita of Rava himself, we will differentiate between Azmono Aguf HaKedusha and Azmono Tashmishe Kedusha. And for that reason, even though we pass in like Rava that Azmono Lav Milsa, but still one needs that the Ibud should take place Lishman. In the Rambam we find that the Rambam has the following Shita. In the Rambam in Perek Yudalef Milchus Tefillin Wachidalef, the Rambam says that Kvil Shal Sefer Teiru Kvav Shal Tefillin Oy Shal Sefer Teiru Tzarech La'abed Oy Son Lishman. The Rambam goes on to say in Perek Gimel Milchus Tefillin Halacha Tesvav that our Abatim in a Tzarech Ibud Lashmon. We'll hear this of the Rambam Paskins. That our Abatim does not need Ibud Lashmon is based on this, we Paskin as Mono Amilsa. And since we Paskin as Mono Amilsa, for that reason, the Ibud of the Abatim does not have to be done with Shmon. But if someone has to understand what is Pshat in this, the Rambam goes on to say, that as far as Ritzuas is concerned, Ritzuas have to be done with Shmon. And the Ibud of Ritzuas has to be made with Shmon. By Ritzuas we should say as well that Hazmono Lav Milsa, and since Hazmono Lav Milsa, for that reason the Ibud of Ritzuas should not have to be with Shmon. So to explain the difference between the Ibud of Ritzuas that has to be done with Shmon, and the Ibud of the Arbatim, which does not need with Shmon, we find the Rambam himself explains as follows. That as far as Ritzuas, we say that Ar HaRitzua Tzarech Ibud. On the other hand, the Ar HaBatim Ein HaTzarech Ibud Kwao. And for that reason, the Ibud does not have to be made Lashman. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Rambam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara explains this, that the Ibud of the Batim does not have to be done Lashman, is because we say as Mono Lav Mosa. On the other hand, okay, the Rambam gives a different reason for this, that the Ibud does not have to be done with Shmon, and the Rambam explains that it is because one does not need an Ibud at all. So to explain Pshat B'Shitas HaRambam, based on this we mentioned before B'Shir Misha, one can explain Pshat in the Rambam as follows, that since as far as our Abatim we say that our Abatim does not need Ibud, for that reason the Ibud cannot be done with Shmon. Since according to Rava, we say as Mono Lav Milsa, for that reason the only way one can have an Ibud Lashmon is only if we are to say that one needs an Ibud, that then one has a Maisa Shal Tefillin which is being done Lashmon. And since one has a Maisa, for that reason we will say as Mono Milsa. But since as far as our Abatim is concerned, or a batim do not need ibur. For that reason, one does not have a maisa, and for that reason, according to Rav, if we are to say as mono av milsa, there is no halacha of lishmand. On the other hand, as far as oritzuas, that oritzuas need an ibur. For that reason, there is halacha that the ibur has to be done lishman, since then one has a maisa shel tefillin, with which we will say has mono milsa. That is pshat in the shita of the Rambam, according to Ramosha. Reb Chaim, on the other hand, explains pshat b'shita as a Rambam with a different halach, and Reb Chaim says as follows, that even though according to Rava we say as mono av milsa, but still as far as guf hakadusha we should say as mono milsa, since Rava agrees that as far as guf hakadusha we say as mono milsa. Reb Chaim explains this, that according to Rava we say as mono milsa, where guf hakadusha is not the same as mono milsa, as we say according to Abaye, but rather according to Rava, this there will be chal the kedusha de azmona hu dafka bazmona hatzricha midina leetzem atfilin vehu al pidin mi ma'is atfilin bazmona ki hai hu davedina shmei elas lachu vehu din etzem akedusha, just like ridaso nachaleisan by an egla rufa. This, that according to Rava, we will say azmona milsa. Leguf hakedusha by negarufa be ridaso nachaleisan is only because ridaso nachaleisan is a maisa atzricha midina de egwarufa, and so too as far as mono guf hakedusha one needs a maisa atzricha leguf hakedusha. Only if one did a maisa atzricha leguf hakedusha will we say that through that hazmona it will be chal the etzem hakedusha. And therefore the Rambam goes on to say that as far as ibur oyeis for batim, since one does not need ibur of oyeis for tefillin, for that reason, even though what is taking place is a guf hakadusha, but still we will not say hazmona milsa a guf hakadusha. Only as far as ibur oyeis for ritzuis, that the ritzuis need ibur, will we say that since one has hazmona a guf hakadusha, and one is doing a maisa tzricha l'gof hakadusha, for that reason we will say hazmona milsa l'gof hakadusha. That is how Reb Chaim explains pshat v'shitas harambam. According to either of these two mahalchim v'shitas harambam, one can answer Tesis's kasha and Rashi with a different mahalach from the mahalach that we mentioned before. Again, Tesis asks on Rashi, how can Rashi say that ibud l'shmon is dependent upon hazmona milsa? And if we are to say Azmono Amosa, then there is no halacha of ibud l'shmon. If so, what is pshat in this, that there is halacha of ibud l'shmon by gvilin of a sefer Torah, we paskin Azmono Amosa. Based on this, we said before, one can answer the kasha of Tesis by saying as follows. This, by gvilin, we say that the gvilin of sefer Torah need to be done l'shmon, even though we paskin Azmono Amosa is only because by gvilin of sefer Torah one needs ibud. And since one needs ibud, for that reason we will say hazmona milsa according to Rava, either because one has a maisa like the shita of Ramesha, or because since then one has hazmona hatzricha midina le'etzem atfilin, for that reason we will say hazmona leguf hakedusha milsahi. On the other hand, as far as Eiris Habatim is concerned, that there is no halacha of ibud, since there is no halacha of ibud, for that reason only if we are to say hazmona milsa, will there be halacha that the ibur has to be done with shman? If we are to say hazmona l'milsa, then the ibur does not have to be done with shman. That is another mahalach with which one can answer the kasha of Tesis on Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.